What I'd like to do is begin the sugya on Daf Beis Amid Beis. Now we've done pretty much Beis Amid Aleph, although there's still plenty of room to come back, so I reserve the right to come back. But if we take a look on Daf Beis Amid Beis, you'll see that the Gemara tells us a whole story here that Rav Papa missed the shiur, and Rav gave a great shiur. It's too bad he missed it. And then the Gemara says, what was the great shiur? My mili maliusa, so, you know, tell me what I missed in the shiur. You know, if you would ask me, I would have told him, well, if you didn't come to the shiur, that's your problem. But, okay. The Gemara was much more farginning, you know. So
he didn't record it.
That too. So the Gemara says the following. Tnan. Rava had a contradiction of two Mishnayos, and he not only asked that contradiction, but he reconciled that contradiction. Tnan, we have in our Mishnah called Azvachim Shenizbechu Shalo Lishman, Ksherim El Shalo Olu Labailim Lashem Chova. Taima, is the Mishnah only establishes Dishalo Lishman, that the reason why it's not Olu Labailim Lashem Chova is because it was Shalo Lishman. So in other words, instead of having in mind at the time of the Shechita L'shem Ola, he had in mind L'shem Shlomim. That passels the carbon in one dimension as far as Lo Ola L'bayim L'shem Chova. Hastama, what happens if the Kohen had no Machshava in mind? He didn't have Machshava L'shem Ola, but he didn't have a negative Machshava L'shem Shlomim. Is Olu Nami Labailim L'shem Chova? Then not only would the carbon be kosher, but moreover, it would be even a fulfillment of his obligation, meaning that if he was chayv to bring a carbon Ola, then he fulfilled his obligation, and it's as if he brought a carbon Ola. So this gives us a principle. What is that principle? Alma Stama Nami Kilishman Dami. That when a Kohen has no machshava whatsoever, neither the right machshava, which is the positive machshava l'shem Ola, nor the negative machshava of Shalol Lishma l'shem Shlomim, he has no machshava whatsoever. I call it the Jughead, if anybody remembers those comic books that we used to read. You know, somebody who has nothing in his brain. So that's called Stama Lishman. And Rava asks the question, Reminu, I have a different Mishnah in Masechta Gittin, and the Mishnah says, Kol Aget Shenichtav Shalo L'shem Isha Pasul. And the Gemara assumes that when the Mishnah says he didn't write it, meaning the Sofer didn't write it with the Isha in mind, that specific woman for whom the get is being written, then you're lacking Lishma, and it's Pasul. And the assumption is Stama Nami Pasul. The Gemara is going to spend a lot of time here on that base on the base trying to prove that in get, Stama is considered like Shalol Lishma, meaning that the get is pasul. But at the end of the day, the Gemara finally has a convincing raya, a perfect raya, that if you don't have a positive machshav, if the sofer is not thinking about this isha, the get is pasul. So there's no way, for example, that a sofer who wants to do a good business, because he has paid for his work, he can prepare any number of get, you know, with the right popular names in mind, or maybe he heard something about a certain marriage or whatever he suspects, so he wants to have the get prepared, pre-prepared. There's no such thing as having it pre-prepared, because it has to be written specifically lishma in a positive sense for the sake of this woman. Stama, lo lishma. Even if, let's say, he would have in mind in a get stama, you know, for any layer that might come along, that's okay if the shoe fit wears it. No, that's not a get kosher. So in kodshim, we have a principle stama lishma. So if the kohen has nothing else in mind, he just does the avoda. The avoda is kshera, the carbon is kosher. It's even ola l'shem bailim l'shem chov. It's a perfectly good carbon from soup to nuts. And the only time that the carbon is problematic as far as being Ola L'shem Chov is if he has a negative kavana, and instead of L'shem Ola, he has in mind L'shem Chatos, or L'shem Shlomim. In those cases, we have a problem of Shalol L'shma, but Stama L'shma. Whereas in Get, the Mishnah establishes that unless he has a positive Machshava L'shma, stoma is considered like shalo lishma. And Rava, after they forced Rava to prove that in Kodshim, stoma lishma, and in Get, stoma and shalo lishma, then Rava comes up with reconciliation, namely that in Kodshim, even if it's stoma, it's like he has a lishma, whereas in Get, you need a positive lishma, the Torah says lishma, and therefore you require lishma. So before we get to Tosis, which is really what I want to take a look at with you today, let's just make the following hakira. Let's just mention two ways of going. And when we say stama lishma in Zvachim, the Keren Ora has one approach. Afterwards, he sort of backtracks, but I'm interested in his first approach. And that is that stama kalishma in Kodshim means that we can assume that he had in mind the right karbon. In other words, the premise of the Keren Ora at this point is that you need lishma not only in Get, but also in Kodshim. The only difference is that in Get, we don't assume, that's called Stam Isha Eina Lav L'Gerish and Omenis, we don't assume that he had in mind lishma. But in Kodshim, after all, you know, the Kohen is there with the whole ambiance, he's wearing big Bikuna, he's in the Beis HaMikdash, he's in the Azara, he's shekling a karbon, he's with Kabbal Adam, he's being Zorik to Adam, he has in mind. It's almost like a psychological umdana in the, again, in the Havamina of the Keren Ora, that generates this principle of Stoma Lishma. The other way of learning Stoma Lishma, which I call the Brisker approach, because this is what the Brisker Rav, who really spent so much of his life and his energy studying Kodshim, this is the formula that he presented, that Stoma Lishma in Kodshim means that you have a karbon in front of you. And the karbon has a certain, I call it a personality, it has a certain status, it's a karbon ola. And as such, the avoda is being done as an avoda of ola. It's not that we have to do a study of his psychological state of mind and assume that he has in mind l'shem ola. That's not so. The carbon itself, because of its status, its kedushas ola, generates a lishma. That's called the stama lishma. It doesn't mean that you can't undermine that lishma if the kohen has in mind shelo l'shem ola, but rather l'shem shlomim, for example, then he can do what's called an akira, and he's oker, he removes the shema ola in that sense. But in the absence of an akira, the karbon itself determines its nature. The lishma is a result of the karbon. In the case of a get, it's a piece of paper. It doesn't have any sort of status whatsoever. You have to inject a lishma in order to upgrade it and make it into a get. But in the case of kodshim, where the Kodesh is inherent in the behemah, in the animal, that itself determines and sets up the Lishma. So let's just throw that out as a Chakira. We have one approach, which is that of the Keren Ora in his Hava Mina, and he insists that according to the Kodshim Halacha of Mistama Lishma means what? He has a Lishma. In other words, we require a Machshavas Lishma, but he has it. Whereas the Brisker Rav assumes, not like that, that you don't need a machshavas lishma, that somehow the carbon inherently, because of its nature, sets up the lishma. Alright, having said that, let's take a look at Tosfos. Now, there are many Tosfos in on this Amud. The one that we want to look at this particular moment, is Dibur HaMaschil Zvachim Bistam Lishman Heim Omdin. What number is that on the page? That should be the second Tosfos, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So Tosfos says that if the shechita of the carbon is being done by a gadol, he's 13 years old, then we apply the principle of stam and lishma. What happens in the case of a katan? Now this is all based on the fact that at the beginning of Masechta Chulin, the Gemara establishes that a katan is kosher l'shchita. Again, we have to know exactly what the conditions are, but there's no din that we exclude a katan from shchita. So in the case of shchita's kodshim, Tosfos wants to know, can we be machshir the shchita of a katan, not just in Chulin, but even in kodshim? And if you'll argue, well, the katan is not capable of machshavas lishma, we're going to activate the principle of mistama lishma. That's what Tosis wants to analyze. So again, Tosis says that stama lishma neimomdu means that the eino posel ad shi yechaven shalo lishma. So that's clear. So in the absence of a negative kavana, then the carbon is kosher. And now Tosis asks, v'im tomar b'perakama dechulin, he refers to the sugya on Daf Yud Beis in Chulin, by Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan raises the question of a katan. Now again, we know that a katan is kosher for shchitas Chulin, so we're not sure exactly why Rav Yochanan vacillated about this point. And here's where Rashi comes to the fore. Rashi says that the suffix of Rav Yochanan appears bekuntris kegon b'shchitas kodshim, that what Rav Yochanan had questions about, he had doubts about, was what's the status of a katan with regard to what? Shchitas kodshim. As far as shchitas kulin is concerned, he's okay, the katan. There's no reason to exclude him. But the way Rashi interprets the sugya of Rav Yochanan was wondering about shchitas kodshim. Diyolif b'reish zvachim deboi lishma. In other words, Rashi's assuming, and I'm going to ask you, is this the Keren Orah or is this the Briska Rav? Rashi's assuming in his Pirish on Masech Techulin that when the Gemara at the beginning of Zvachim sets up a principle called Stama Lishma, it means Boi Lishma. We require Lishma. Who does that sound like? That sounds like the Keren Orah. That the sheet of Rashi, way before the Keren Orah, obviously, is that Enoch Inami and Kodshim, we need Lishma, but there's halacha that stumble Lishma. It's almost like an assumption on that part that he had the proper Kavana Lishma. And now, Rabbi Yochanan comes to the fore, and he says, well, if you're telling me that there's halacha of stumble Lishma, we need Lishma and Kodshim, but we have Lishma and Kodshim until we know otherwise, and he has a definite Kavana Shalol Lishma. You know, let's say, according to those Rishonim, that you have to say Pamira, he declares orally and publicly that he has in mind that this Ola should be Shlomim. Okay, but in the absence of that, we assume that he has the right Kavana Lishma. So Be'ina Lishma, but we have Lishma. Now we have the suffix Shachat Katan Ola. Now, again, we're assuming that you need Lishma. Now, if we're going to be Machshir, the Shchitas Ola of a Katan, then what are we going to have to assume? No, again, let's just... So, in other words, again, these are my premises. My premise number one is that Shchitas Kodshim requires Lishma. My premise number two is that possibly a Katan could be kosher for Shchitas Kodshim. Then, therefore, I have to assume what if he's kosher? That he has Lishma. And that's going to be a problem. And Rabbi Yochanan is not sure how to deal with this problem. Shachat Katan Ola Lishma. So the Katan made an absolute public declaration, I'm shechting this for the sake of Ola. Mi havi kavana Ola. Meaning, the Mitzias, in reality, he's yelling and screaming that he has the right kavana, but Halaa al-Pidin, do we recognize and validate that kavana or not? So Tosfos doesn't understand the nature of this suffix. Why should we think that in Chulin we can recognize the katan and we can validate his shchit in Chulin, but in Kodshim we're not sure about it? Says Tosfos, I don't get it. Why are you even raising this question? You want to know whether the katan is capable of lishma? I'm not interested in that. Tell me that katan is not capable of lishma. It doesn't bother me. Hamashma hach. The Gemara says that mistama nami kosher, even without what? Even without kavanah. So Tosis's opinion is not like the Keren Orah. Tosis understood that stama lishma means I don't need kavanah. See, if you go with the Keren Orah, then Rashi makes a lot of sense. Rashi is saying that Rav Yochanan vacillated, he was confused, so to speak, about whether or not the kavanah that's required by kodshim can be fulfilled by a katan. But now, Tosfos is saying, since there's a principle of stama lishma, it means we don't need kavanah. It's not that stama lishma means we make this psychological assumption that he had kavanah. then we'd have a good suffix about Kotten, because even if you convince yourself that he had Kavana, but I don't know if that Kavana is valid, is recognized by the Torah. But if we're assuming that Mistamal Lishma goes even further than that, that Mistamal Lishma means that we don't need Kavana, is therefore, what's the problem with the Kotten? What's the issue with a katan? So you'll tell me a katan is not capable of kavanas lishma. I don't need kavanas lishma. It's not a requirement in shchitas kodshim. The eino pasul, when is there a psul of shalolishma and kodshim? Actually, having shalolishma until you have an explicit kavan in the negative for the sake of shlomim in the case of an ola. So again, the katan is not guilty of a negative kavana. At best, you could say he has a positive kavana, which the Torah recognizes. But even says Tosfos, in the worst case scenario, you don't want to recognize his positive kavana lishma. But nevertheless, in kodshim, we don't need lishma. So, Rav Moshe, if I were to ask you now, what would be the status of a katan in writing a get?
Okay.
This would depend upon, according to Rashi, the suffix of Rav Yochanan, meaning does the halacha recognize the lishma and the kavana of a katan? Let's assume, for argument's sake, that the Torah doesn't recognize the kavana of a katan. In get, you certainly need what? A positive kavana. And stoma in get is like lo lishma, and the get is pasul. And now I think that the katan might not be capable of having a kavana lishma. Again, not physically, not in the reality, but in the halachic universe. And therefore, katan in get is completely excluded. Unless somehow we can circumvent the problem of lishma in katan. But in kodshim, says Tosfos, where there's no requirement of lishma, what was the havamina to say, for Rav Yochanan to say, that the shchitas kodshim of a katan should be invalid? What was he thinking? The Yesh Lomar, says Tosfos, the stoma de katan gora. That in the case of a katan, his situation is worse. In other words, when a gadol is makriv a carbon bistam, the carbon is kosher, that's fine. But there's one step lower that's even more problematic and it's negative compared to stam lishma. And that's the case of a katan. Why? The ein lo das lahavin shehem kodshim. Visavur shehein chulin. Now this is interesting. Tosfos says the following. You can argue from now until doomsday that stoma lishma is okay in kodshim, but one premise, one condition, I grant you, must be fulfilled. And what's that? He must be what? Let me say it out loud. Aware of the fact that he's shechting what? Kodshim. Again, does he have to have in mind that this is L'shem Ola? We have a principle called Stama L'shma. That's fine. He doesn't have to have in mind L'shem Ola. And he certainly doesn't have to declare L'shem Ola. As long as he doesn't have a negative kavana, that's fine. But at least Chach, what I have to grant you, and that's the basic minimum requirement beyond doubt, is he has to be aware of the fact that this is Shchitas Kodshim, because Shchitas Kodshim and Shchitas Chulin are two separate entities. And a Gadol is capable of having, and we can validate his awareness that it's Kodshim. But in the case of a Katan, because he doesn't have Das, right, we always say that Chere Shot of a Katan, Lav B'nei Deyadinu, they don't have Das. Therefore, Al Pi Halacha, he doesn't, no, the katan can't appreciate the difference between kodshim and chul. And by the way, this is not a, you know, this is not a metzius. This is al pi din, meaning I can take the Vilna Gaon at the age of six and I can teach him very well what kodshim is. But that's not the problem. The problem is that he doesn't have das al pi din. So even the Gaon, who's a precocious youngster at the age of six, cannot effectuate kinyonim and Gittin and Kedushin, because that's not called Das Alpidin. So Tosfos says that Das Alpidin requires that you differentiate between Kodshim and Chul. And now Tosfos adds three words in order to explain why the Shchitas Kodshim of a Katan is possible. Again, Rabbi Yochanan vacillates about this point, but at least in one side of Rabbi Yochanan's Safek, a Katan is excluded from Shchitas Kodshim, the Havilei Misasek. And therefore, says Tosis, posel. So let's take a minute and try to figure out what Tosis means when he says Havile Misasek. So Tosis, first of all, even before we understand the Tosis, he's definitely breaking down the distinction between Kavana Lishma and the absence thereof. You know, you can talk about whether you had Kavana Lishma, you didn't have Kavana Lishma. And then there's a new concept, which even if I grant you that you don't even inquire Kavana Lishma, there's still going to be a psul b'toras what? Misasik. Everybody have that? Misasik. Now, again, going back to the Keren Ora for just a moment, the Keren Ora, which I think I have here on my desk. Yeah, here it is. Let me just read to you a few words from the Keren Ora. I think you may have this, but you don't have to look for it. It's just a few words. And he says the following. He says that there's a machlokis whether mitzos trichas kavana or ein trichas kavana. However, he says the following: b'misasek l'kuli alma lo yotza. That means I don't know whether you need kavana in mitzvahs, which means that I want to be out to the mitzvah, or you don't need kavana in mitzvah. But I have to be aware of the fact that what I'm doing is an act. I'm doing an act. I'm aware of my action. And he gives two examples here. One of them I understand. The other I'm not sure I understand. The one in the case of shofar is where he's cleaning out the shofar. It has some saliva in it, whatever it's caught in it. And he blows it out. The other case, he says, is not al lulav lesachek bo. I'm a little bit perplexed about this. I don't know exactly what game he plays with the lulav, but whatever game he plays with the lulav, he's not aware of the maisa netila. You know, the maisa netila means you lift up the lulav with the dal minim. He's just playing around. Then he quotes another case from a Gemara regarding Kriyat Shema. And the Gemara says that he was korei lahagia. He wasn't aware of the fact that he was reading Kriyat Shema. He was just reading words because he's writing a Sefer Torah. He got to the parish of Kriyat Shema. He wanted to make sure that he was writing the words properly. So he said it out loud. You know, sometimes you'll see a sofer if you pass by that when he checks himself, he's reading it out loud. So he happened to be reading Kriyat Shema at the right time, at the right place. The next piece in the Keren Ora, he wants to know about someone who eats matzah on Leil HaPesach, and he thinks he's eating basar. Again, how that happens, don't ask me. But he's not even aware of the fact that he's eating matzah. And he wants to suggest that perhaps even if mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, you don't need kavana l'shem mitzvah, that's fine, but at least you have to have an awareness of the fact that you're eating matzah. And if he thinks he's eating basar, that's called misasik. And the final conclusion of the Keren Ora, again, he vacillates back and forth about this case where he's unaware of the fact that he's eating matzah, because matzah might be different shkeinene, we'll get to that in a minute later. But one thing which he's not willing to budge from is the following premise, the Keren Ora, that even if I hold ein tzrichas kavana, misasik is not yotze yidei chov. And if we keep this Keren Ora in mind, then we have something in Tosis here that very much parallels, you know, it rings of a certain similarity by association with this Keren Ora. That even if in Kodshim I don't require Kavana Lishma, and the proof is because that's the way Tosis understands Mistama Kosher, Stama Lishma is Kosher, that you don't require a Kavana Lishma, but nevertheless, Misasek is possible. So again, we've seen already in the Keren Ora that in mitzvahs, even if I don't require kavana, but at least I have to have an awareness of my maisa. In Isurim, and Rabbi Sachs, you remember a discussion we had many months ago, I hope you haven't forgotten, about the person who lifts up on Shabbos what he thinks is cut, it's tolush, and it turns out to be Mechubar, and the question is whether he's chayav from Lechus Kotzim, Lechus Tolesh. And the Gemara says that in such a case, he's not even chayv a karbon because he's a total misasek. He's not even aware of what he's doing. You know, you can talk about a case where he wanted these mechubarim, you want the black ones, and instead he picked up the white ones. You know, maybe in that case you can argue that's not misasek, that's shogeg, and he brings a karbon. But if he's totally unaware of the fact that he's doing an act of ktsira, the Gemara has an even a more radical case where he has a knife on the ground and he lifts up the knife and lo and behold, on his way up with the knife, he cut off some of the vegetation that was growing in the ground. He did a ktsira. That the Gemara calls misasek, total unawareness of the action. So we had it in the case of lulav lasachik, but we have shofar, or we have korila gia. We have all these scenarios in which you're misasik and you're not yotzei the mitzvah. The Karen Ora claims that even if I hold mitzvahs, ain't tzrichas kavana, but I have to at least chach be aware that I'm doing the action. In the absence of that awareness, I'm misasik, and that's not considered a maisa mitzvah at all. I'm not yotzei lekuliyama lo pligi. Comes along Tosis, and he says it could very well be, that's one side in Rabbi Yochanan Safik, that a katan in kachim doesn't have the das, the awareness of the difference between kachim and chulin, and therefore what's his status? He's a misasek, and even though in kachim stumble shmana I don't require kavana, nevertheless I'm not yotz. Fascinating.
Misasek and shechita, the way you first explained it, sound like he was playing with knives and a cow.
Excellent.
Walked by.
Excellent. Yeah, the Gemara has a case where he's throwing knives and he shechted an animal. That would be misasek.
But not.
So Dr. Joel, you're answering my next question. What was the tzad in Rabbi Yochanan to say that a katan would be kosher for shechitas kachim? That it's not what? It's not misasek. Why? Because he's aware of shechita. You know, whether he's aware that it's a shechitas kachim or he thinks it's a shechitas kulin and he cannot discern the difference, but at least he's aware of the maisa shechita. The other tzad is to say that shechitas kachim and shechitas kulin, for some reason, which we have to try to figure out, are such radically different maisim, that the lack of awareness of the fact that it's a shechitas kachim, if a person thinks it's shechitas chulin, would itself make him into misasek. And then we're going to have to raise the question, I'll be with you in a second, Al, what would be, in a case of a gadol, a kohen who does shechitas kachim and he thinks it's chulin? Would Tosfos therefore argue that even though stomel lishman, but if he thinks it's chulin, that's already a horse of a different color. That's already misasik, yeah?
Yeah. But I was saying that it seems that the other way it wouldn't matter. If he was shechting chulin and he thought it was kachin, it wouldn't make any difference.
Right. That's not a problem because in chulin, there's no such thing.
There's no requirement.
Right. Then we would have to introduce Dr. Joel's case where he's not even aware that it's a behemoth. You know, he thinks he's throwing knives. Now what I'd like to show you and work with you on is Simon Lamed Bey's Kaminyan Lev here in the Nefesh Tova. Now I made some photocopies and I want to thank Rabbi Kapustin for doing the work for me. I don't know if everybody here has a copy. You know, I like to offer a text. I teach from a text. If you know, for some people, they just look at it for a second and then that's it. They have it in their mind, so they don't need a text. You know, that's they say about Rav Avadya Yosef. I don't know if it's true that there's a whole machlokus whether Rav Avadya Yosef had a photographic memory or he didn't. I believe that he did not have a photographic memory, but there's no nafkamina because once he saw it, he knew it, and he never forget it. He never forgot what he saw. So this you'll see, Simon Lamed Beis. He says he has a kasha from a Gemara in Masechta Chulin on Daf Chaf Dalin Amid Beis. The Gemara has a drasha in Masechta Chulin. Ish mizaracha l'dorosam, and the Gemara says Ish l'meutei katan, and we're talking about avodas hakodshim. And the Gemara in Chulin establishes that a katan is excluded from avodas kodshim because of a special yalfusa and a miut from the pasuk ish. You know, all over Shas, you'll always see ish lemute katan. But we would think that if Tosis is right in his premise that a katan with regard to shechitas kachim has the status of what? Misasek, then I don't need a pasuk to exclude misasek. Because misasek means that he doesn't have a maisa shechita. He didn't even do a shechita. Again, you could always counter argue that maybe the Gemara needs that pasuk to exclude Rav Yochanan, because Rav Yochanan had a possibility that maybe a katan is aware of the fact that it's kachim and it's not a misasek. But then you don't understand Bechlal what Rav Yochanan was vacillating about if we have this mute. So again, Rav Osa, we're trying to now juggle the following two premises that seem to be mutually exclusive. One premise is that a katan, in terms of Shechitas Kachim, is a misasek. The other premise is that a katan is excluded from Avoda, in case of Karbonos, based on a pasuk, Ish Limute Katan. How do we reconcile that? Now he has another sugya. This is an interesting sugya. The Gemara says that if you have a cheresh or a shoter, in the case of a kohen, who does the avoda, so Rabosai, even without looking at the Gemara Bechoros, let me just ask you for your knee-jerk response. Can you give me two possible reasons why a cheresh shoter would be excluded from avoda sakarbonos, a kohen who's a shoter, or a cheresh? One is mum, and what would be the other one? Misasek, he doesn't have das. And again, Tosfos said that a katan, because he doesn't have das, is called misasek. And whenever we talk about das, we always have three categories involved. We have cheresh, shoter, and katan. Again, I don't have time now to discuss what exactly is a cheresh and a shoter. Let's just suffice it to say that a cheresh is unable to communicate, not in writing, not in speaking. He's maybe a deaf mute from birth, Rahman al-Islam. So, I don't want anyone walking out of here thinking that a deaf person, which is, that's the way people, I would assume art school is smarter than that, but people on the street, if you ask them what a cheresh is in English, they'll tell you it's a deaf person. Would they say that? I didn't hear you. But a cheresh is not a deaf person. And a shota is also not what you think it is. A shota has four simoni shota, and it's very complicated. Basically, when we talk about cheresh and shota, we're talking about people who live in a different world. They cannot communicate. And, for example, in Eidus, it doesn't just mean that we have to understand what they say, but it means that they have to have the power of observation to discern reality as it is. And a person who lives in a different world is technically considered a cheresh v'shota. So getting back to the case of das, if a cheresh v'shota doesn't have das, then you can simply apply the principle of misasek if you want to know why this kohen, who's a cheresh v'shota, is excluded from avodas hakorban. But the Gemara Bechoros says, like Lenny said before, then why is a cheresh v'shota pasul avoda? Mishum mum, he's a bal mum. She'enom shovim bizaro shel aron. We have halacha in terms of mum, that if someone is not shovel bizaro shel aron, he's a bal mum, he's pasul avoda. And the sugya establishes there that in the case of a bal mum, then maybe we could be machshir his karbon b'di'evet. Okay, for that you have to really know more about Baal Mum, that there may be cases in which, even though l'chatchila, we don't allow the Kohen who's a Baal Mum to engage in the Avodah, but the Evid, if he did so, the carbon is kosher. And the Gemara wants to apply that principle of the Evid kosher to Cheresh Veshota because of the status of their Mum. But in any event, the only reason that we can disqualify the Cheresh Vekotin from Avodah, apparently, is because of Mum. Am I Yitzchakle? Well, why do I need to discuss mum and then ask if the Eved maybe his avod is kosher? Typically, the ma'isa cheresh v'shota, the action of a cheresh v'shota on a halachic level in terms of chal Hashem, is misasik, as Tosfos says by katan, and therefore if he's misasik lo mikri avoda klal, he means to say that misasik removes the status of the ma'isa. He's not aware of the ma'isa. So at this point, he quotes the Achiezer. Does anybody know who the Achiezer was? Excellent, Reb Chaim Ozer. Anybody know where Reb Chaim Ozer was?
In Vilna, right.
So I just want to tell you, Agav Urcha, because my father came from right outside of Vilna, that people think that if you were a chassid and you walked into Vilna, you know, they would stone you to death, you know, because they were the misnagdim. It's not so. My father told me that he came from a shtetl that was Kula Lubavitch. It was completely Chabad Hasidim. It was a big shtetl, plisa. It had 70 families. It had a cemetery, a Jewish cemetery. It was 6 centuries old, my father told me. And he said that, you know, there was no exclusion of a chassid. There was an open-mindedness. And when my father left to America at the age of 12 and he needed a bracha, he couldn't make it to Lubavitch from plisa. That would have been disastrous. So they went to whom? To Radin, they went to the Chofetz Chaim. And my father always said that the reason why he remained frum was because he had that bracha from the Chofetz Chaim. You know? So the Achiezer says the following, that we have to come to a very radical conclusion here about kodshim, based on these questions. We assume that all of kodshim in avodas hakarbonos, which is made up of how many parts? What's the magic number?
Four.
It's all miksha achas. It's one indivisible entity. And therefore, whatever the Gemara says about one of the four avodos, you can apply to the other avodos. Again, the Gemara itself might want to prove that principle, meaning if the Gemara finds a pasuk for a certain psul in Kabbalah Saddam, we have to know if that applies to Shechita, and if it applies to Shechita. But at the end of the day, after all the alfuses and all the limudim, we equate the four avodos. Says the Achiezer, that's not so. We're making a mistake. The psul of misasek, he says, applies to shechita, and he has a sugya in zvachim for this, and it doesn't apply to the other three avodos. In other words, the requirement to be aware of the fact that this is kodshim and not chulin applies exclusively to shechita. And the reason for that is because the pasuk itself, which the Gemara quotes on Daf Mem Zayin, v'shachat es ben habakar, ad shetehei shchita l'shem ben bakar. Ben bakar means a karbon, and the shchita has to be l'shem ben bakar, derived from the pasuk v'shachat es ben habakar. Aval b'shar avodos the leka kra, leka psul misasek. The Gemara says that we cannot derive conclusions from Shechita, and therefore the psul of Misasek, where he doesn't have in mind L'shem Kodshim Ben Abakar, L'shem Ben Abakar, is limited exclusively to what? To Shechita. Now, the Achiezer doesn't give us any clue as to why that's so. He's just offering a technical, mechanical principle. And therefore, what he's suggesting is that in order to explain the Gemara in Bechoros that requires a psul of mum in the cases of Cheresh Veshota, that's only with regard to which avodos? From Kabbalah V'Elech. But as far as Shechita is concerned, says the Achiezer and Elchinami, there was never a need to introduce the psul of mum, because the Kohen would be possible insofar as he doesn't have das, and his shechita is a shechita misasek. Now, if that be the case, let's go back to the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Chav Dalet that we began with. The Gemara says that katan is excluded from avoda because of the pasuk ish lemute katan. Why do we need the pasuk ish lemute katan? After all, misasek is possible. The answer is misasek is possible in katan, says Tosfos, in shechita. But as far as the other avodas is concerned, we need a special pasuk. Again, you might ask, why not quote the pasuk of mum? The answer is a katan is not a bal mum. What's the problem of a katan? He's a lav bardas. That problem exists even within the case of Cheresh v'shote, but that would only exclude him from Shechita. It would not exclude him from the other Avodas. To exclude him from the other Avodas, I have to introduce another psul, and that's called Mum. So for example, if the Gemara in Masech the Bechoros raises the possibility that a Cheresh v'shote, if he did the Avoda, then b'dieved the Avoda might be Kshera, you have to assume that who did the Shechita? Somebody else did the Shechita. Kohen Bari, a healthy Kohen, did the Shechita. Why? Because with regard to the psul in Shechita, we have the psul of Misasek, and that for sure would undermine the Kasha Sakorban, even b'dieved. But with regard to the other Avodos, where there is no psul of Misasek, so let's say, for example, you know, we'll call him Joe Cohen, who was a healthy Cohen. He did the Shechita. Now the Shota V'Katan Cohen did, the Shota V'Cheresh did the Kabbalah Saddam. At that point, I can vacillate back and forth whether or not the Mum of Cherishus or Shtus would undermine the Karban B'dieved. The Chazon Ish disagrees. And the Chazon Ish has a proof that the psul of Misasek applies to all avodos, from the sugya of Zrikas Hadam. This is a sugya in Masechet Psachim on Daf Samach. What happens? Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, advocates that we should appoint a Kohen on the 14th of Nisan to run around the Azara and gather up the dam from the floor of the Azara. Right, the Mishnah describes that the Kohenim were like knee deep in dam. There was a lot of dam that they, you know, because when you do the Zrika, you only need a certain minimum amount of dam for Zrika, and a lot of the dam would fall on the Ritzpas Azara. So Rabbi Yehuda advocates that we appoint a Kohen, and his job would be to sweep up, so to speak, gather up all the dam that's on the Ritzpas Hazara, and he should do a Zrika that would be Machshir any Karba. Why? So the Gemara thinks that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the dam is instead of being collected and received by the Kohen in a Mizrak, it fell onto the ground of the Ritzpah, and therefore this Jew, and he's representative of a whole Chabura, would have forfeited his Karban Pesach, because if the dam fell out of the Mizrak, onto the ground, then there was no Zrika, and the whole Karban is null and void. So I'm going to, you know, if I'm appointed, I'm going to save anyone who might have experienced in the hullabaloo of Erev Pesach in the Azara that maybe there was Nishpach Adam. I'm going to collect the dam from the Ritzpah, and I'm going to be Zorikin on the Mizbeach. And the Gemara says that they objected to Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda is making a big mistake. Why? So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda thinks that even if the dam falls onto the Azara, the Ritzpas Azara Niskadsha, meaning there's a Kiddush in the Ritzpas Azara and has the same status as a Kli Shares, and that's a mistake. Okay? So the Gemara goes on to say that there might be an admixture of two dams on the Ritzpah. That certain dam went from the Tzavar HaBeimah directly onto the Ritzpah, and that's a psul in Kabbalah, because the dam that goes onto the Ritzpah is not Mekudosh. And then a certain dam that went into the Kli Shares, and then it fell onto the Ritzpah, and that dam is still kosher, just that you're lacking in Izrikos, and then you could gather together the dam. The Gemara thinks that now we have a problem of Taroves, because we have two types of dam, and Rabbi Yehuda happens to hold that min b'mino afilu b'yelef lo batel. So you can have a ratio of 1,000 to 1, and there's no bittel, that one is not batel according to Rabbi Yehuda. So if you have an admixture of dam that's royal Izrika with dam that's posel Izrika, then you have a problem here, because we're not allowed to take dam that's possible zrika bizarik it on the mizbeach. And since min bemino ain't a bottle, then even if most of the dam actually was received in a klishares in a mizrak and then it fell, it's still kosher. But what about the dam that went directly from the tzavar abeima onto the ritzpah? But in any event, in this whole sugya, again, we're only touching the tip of the iceberg of the sugya. The Gemara says in Psachim that Rabbi Yehuda Savar Ritzpas Azor Niskach of Imkeng Shen Nishpach al Ritzpah is Avid Le Mitzvasa. That perhaps we can still assume if the Ritzpah itself has the Niskacha status, that therefore Nishpach is not a Psul. In other words, if the Ritzpah is just a Ritzpah, and it's not Niskacha, again, I'm simplifying a complicated sugya, then for sure the Nishpach would be a problem. But if on the other hand we hold that Ritzpah is Niskacha, that maybe we could still salvage. And the Gemara says the following: Dilma Mishum Dikasova Shficha Mikoach HaAdam Be'inon. That even if there's a halacha that Ritzpah Niskacha, that's not a case where the dam fell onto the Ritzpah, but rather he placed the dam on the Ritzpah. Mikavon the Misasek Posel Lo Choshev Zrika Kai Gavna. The Gemara assumes that there's a psul of Misasek in the case of Zrika Sadam. Says the Chazon Ish, for Chazina we see the psul Misasek having gone be Zrika against the Achiezer. The Achiezer assumed that the psul of Misasek is limited to what? To Shechita. And here from this Gemara, you see clearly that there's a psul of Misasek even in Zrika. That unless he deliberately does a Shvichas Dam Mikoach HaAdam, it's not considered a Maisa Zrika, and you need. And therefore, in the case of Zrika b'Nishpach, Nishpach means without the deliberate intention, even if your old Ritzpah is Miskacha, it's still not considered a Zrika. And therefore, Misasek passes the Zrika. And that's why the Gemara thinks that all the Dam on the Ritzpah is a problem. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, okay, maybe it's not a Zrika because he was Misasek, but maybe now he could gather up together the Dam, notwithstanding the problem of Psul, but gather together the Dam and then do a Zrika on the Mizbeach, Bidas. But if he doesn't do that Zrika Bidas, then even if what? Even if Ritzpah is Kadsha, nevertheless, it's Misasek. So you see that Misasek is possible even in the case of Zrika. Vidacha. And then the Chazon Ish rejects this proof. And he says the following: there are two categories of Misasek. The Misasek Kazer, She'eno miskaven lemaisa klal, posel af bechulin. This is your case, Dr. Joel, where he throws a knife, and the knife happens to cut the animal and do a shechita. Such a misasik, he says, de'eno miskaven lemaisa klal, is posel in chulin, and certainly posel in all avodas hakarban. So if there's nishpach, where you know, somebody pushes him or whatever happens and the dam falls out of the mizrak and goes on to the ritzpah, that's not called a maisa ha'adam. And here misasek is possible in zrika, even according to the Achiezer, even in all four avodos, because there's no kavana to a maisa at all. Ubir dvarav, let's just expand and enhance what the Chazon Ish is saying. Kimosha Chilku at Tosfos. Tosfos there in the sugya of Misasek b'shchit on Daf Mem Zayin says the following: the Misasek b'sakino lagbio, he tries to lift up his knife. This is like the case we had in Shabbos. Olis Zarka, he just wants to throw his knife. Vishachat. Pasal af bechulin. And how much more so in Kodshim? Kevin Delon is Kavin Lamaisa. But Hacha, but here in the case of a Katan, which is the case of the Achiezer, Miskavin Lamaisa, El Delesle Kavana. Notice he doesn't have Kavana L'shem Kodshim because he doesn't have the das to differentiate between Kodshim and Chulin. So this is very exciting to me because we intuitively wanted to suggest that the awareness of this Karban as being Kodshim as opposed to being Chulin, that's not a requirement in terms of the Mice itself, meaning Misasek, because he thinks it's Chulin and not Kodshim, and he doesn't realize that he's shechting Kodshim, he thinks he's shechting Chulin. That's not the real Misasek that we're familiar with in universal terms of called Tarkula. Misasek that we're familiar with is when he's not aware of the Mice at all. You know, the knife fell from his hand, or the dam fell out of the Mizrak. That's called Misasek, which he calls She'eno Miskaving Lamaisa Klal. That's Misasek. Oh, comes along the Chazon Ish, and he says the following, that there are two categories of Misasek. One category of Misasek operates in all four Avodos. And the other category of Misasek is unique in the Achiezer's frame, reference to Shechita. Which is which? When do we say that Misasek certainly undermines the Avoda in all four Avodas? When do we say that Misasek undermines the Avoda only with regard to Shechita? If he's aware of his Maisa, just he doesn't know that the Shechita is a Shechita as Kodshim, he thinks it's a Shechita as Chulin. That's a unique Misasek that only undermines the Kashrus of what? Shechita. Only Avoda Shechita. But if he's not aware of the fact that he's doing a shechita at all, that's a misasik that would passel all four avodos. And therefore the Gemara in Pesachim, when it speaks about a zrika which was done without any awareness that it's a zrika, it just, you know, he pushes and the dam falls out of the mizrak, that's a psul in zrika no less than it is in all four avodos, because there ain't no miskaving lamaisa klal. Masha ain came. The words of the Achiezer, which he's trying to explain, Chere Shota V'Katan, meaning why do we need Psukim to exclude their Avoda? After all, Tosis would equate them with Misasik. The answer is, that's a Misasik that only operates where? In Shechita. But how do we know to exclude Chere Shota V'Katan for the four Avodos? That's a case of Misasik where he's aware of the Maisa, but he doesn't have the kavana because he's a labar das. He doesn't have the ability to discern between what? Chulin and Kodshim. Okay. So far at this point, we still are able to maintain the breakthrough of the Achiezer. And there is a fundamental distinction between Avodas Hashchit and all the other four Avodos, but only with regard to the case of Misasek, where he's aware of the fact that he's doing a Maisa Shechita, he's not aware of the fact that it's what? That it's Kodshim. That's a unique psul of Misasek that only applies to Shechita. But if he's totally unaware of the Maisa, and he's not doing a Shechita, that is Misasek that applies to all four Avodas, because it's not a Maisa Shechita at all, or Maisa Zrika, whatever the case may be.
Because only still doesn't do that.
No, that's how the Chazon Ish wants to backtrack and understand the Achiezer until the next paragraph. Again, keep in mind, the Chazon Ish's agenda here is to reject the Achiezer. But he admits that he doesn't have a proof from the Sugyim Psachim, because the Sugyim Psachim is talking about a Zrika where he's unaware of the Maisa Zrika. And that might be, even according to the Achiezer, a Psul of Misasik that applies to all four Avodos. And that's what I call, again in my language, I call that the universal misasik. So if you ever hear me use that term, what I mean to say is the lack of awareness of the maisa. Like for example, he's cleaning out his shofar and all of a sudden a tekiah comes through. He's reading lahagia and all of a sudden he reads kriyat shema. He's playing with a lulav, or he's eating basar and all of a sudden he gets an achilas matzah. That unawareness of the maisa, that's your universal case of misasik. Does anybody remember the case of Misasek in the Zikin? The man went to sleep, and during his sleep, he rolled over and he knocked someone's glass and he broke their glass. So that's called Misasek. And Tosa says that even if you hold Adam Mu'ud Li'olam, that's only because he did a Maisa Hezek. But if he's unaware of the Maisa, that's called Misasek, he might be Potter. Again, that's going to be a gigantic machlokes between the Ramban and Tosas. But be that as it may, you see even in Ezekiel that the primary example, the paradigmic example of Misasek, is where he's totally unaware of the Maisa. Why does Reb Chaim consider a person who doesn't have Kavana in Tefillah to be a Misasek? I mean, he's standing there, he's davening, he's enunciating every single last word. Maybe he's even standing a longish Shmon Esrei, you know, we're waiting for him.
Because he needs for Kavana for that.
Because which Kavana is he lacking, says Reb Chaim. He's lacking the Kavana of Omeid Bifnei Ashchina, right. Says Reb Chaim, that's called Misasek. Because it's not a Maisa Tefillah, simply because he's mouthing the words, if he's not aware of the fact that he's standing in front of the Ribono Shel. The Odo Chiyach, now he has another sugya. Okay, this is a sugya in Zvachim on Daf Ayin Tes, but the Tosis appears on Daf Chavav. Nisarvu domim hanitonim lamala binitonim lamata. So what happens here? Let's say, for example, you have something called the Chatas Behema. Now, the Zrika, the Dam, the Chatas Behema is where? Lamala. Lamala means above the Chutas Sikra. And he has also another karbon, let's say chata sa'ov. Okay, and there the zrik has to be lamata, as opposed to olasov. Okay, but chata sa'ov. And all the dam gets mixed up. This arvu domim anitonim lamala binitonim lamata. So the Mishnah says he has a great option. There's enough dam that he can split the dam into parts. Yitain lamala, v'yachsav yitain lamata. So Mimonashach, he'll be Yotze. And then the Gemara goes into the whole discussion about Taroves and Minbimino and so forth and so on. So Tosus early in the Masechta, on Daf Chavav, asks the following question. The Gemara has on Daf Chavav a machlokes about what's called Zrika Shalobim Koma. There may be some people in this room who know a little bit about Zrika Shalobim Koma. Okay, that's a Mishnah on Daf Chavav, and Shmuel on Daf Chavav Amid Beis interprets that Mishnah as maintaining that the carbon is kosher. In other words, you did the Zrik in the wrong place. It was supposed to be Lamala, you did it Lamata, or it was meant to be on the Kronos Amid Beis, and he was Zorik the Dam on the Kir Amid Beis, Kenegeda Yisod, Lo Kenegeda Yisod, all the different permutations. And Shmuel says that Zrika Shalobim Koma Shmei Zrika. It's still considered a Zrika. The Mizbeach is one entity. So Tosis says, according to Shmuel who holds, that Zrika Shalobim Koma, Kim Koma Dami, Im Kenk Shenosan Lamala Kiper. Why does the Mishnah say that since in this admixture there were regular classical chatos, I'm not talking about chatos behema, and the zrika should have been lamata, and instead he mistakenly or deliberately was zorik lamala, and the Mishnah insists that he do another zrika. Why does he have to do another zrika? He was yotze already with the first zrika, because zrika shalobim koma shmei zrika.
Just a bit the other, he wants to do a little chatos also.
So for that, you have to know the sugya of Chavav and Beis. I'll just tell it to you, Bekitzer, only because I get such hanoah from that sugya. It's mamish together, novi shekavash es nevos, if I don't share this with you. The Gemara says that Zrika Saddam accomplishes two goals. Goal number one, which is the primary goal, is to be mechaper. But goal number two is it's mati the basar lachilas adam. Again, you have to know whether it's a kohen who's eating the basar or the Yisrael who's eating the basar. Shlomim because it doesn't matter. And it's mati the murim laktar al gabi mizbeach. So the Gemara says the following, that if the let's say the, we'll call it Zrika number one, if the Zrika number one, which was Shalopim Koma, is considered Kim Koma, that's Shmuel, which means that it's Mechater, then even though it doesn't have the power to be Mati the Basar, nevertheless I can't take the rest of the dam. Again, you have to know this has got to be dam nefesh, but let's say there's enough dam in the Tzavra Behema to do a repeat performance. In other words, to now fill in what you missed on the first Zrika. So now he wants to do a Zrika Bimkoma. What's the purpose of Zrika Bimkoma? According to Shmuel, he was already machap of the Koma with the Zrika Rishona Shalom Bimkoma. The answer is to the Matthew the boss. The Gemara says, ain't no such thing. The Gemara says that the power inherent in Zrika to be Mati the Basar is a Zrika that's Mechaper. Once you had the Zrika Mechaper, that's it. There's no repeating of a Zrika. In any event, Tosis gives the following answer. He says, Came unto Islay Roim Ke'ilu Hein Mayim Velo Havi Kemechupar. Now, what Tosis is saying is, basically, again, you have to know all the details, is that in this case, even according to Shmuel, you can repeat the Zrika. Why? Again, what was the kash of Tosis? How can the Gemara say, the Mishnah say, Yachzor v'yitain lamata, after all, we hold like Shmuel that Zrika Shalobim Koma Kimakoma Dami. So what's the Yachzor? So Tosis says that in this case, the particulars of that case was such that he did not do the Zrika L'shem Kapara. So Tosis is very difficult. Why? Because, okay, he didn't do the Zrika L'shem Kapara. In other words, he had the Zrika for the purpose of what? Of the Karban that needs a Zrika Lamata, and he did the Zrika instead for the Karban that needs a Zrika Lamala. So what? But in any event, let's say that he did the Zrika L'shem Chulin. Correct? What's the status of a Zrika L'shem Chulin, Rabosai? According to everything we've seen until now with the Achiezer. What? No, I'm asking, is it Kshera or Psula? No, L'shem Chulin is Kshera. Why? The only category in which in the other three Avodos where Misasek undermines the Avodah is only if he's not aware of the Maisa. Here he's aware of the Maisa, he does it for the sake of Chulin. So he knows he's doing his Rika. But he, as far as the, you know, again, whichever carbon is, let's call it a Chattis Behemah. As far as the Chattis Behemah is concerned, he's misasek because he's not doing it L'shem Chattis. Okay, so he's not doing it L'shem Chattis, but he knows that what? That he's doing his Rika. If he knows he's doing his Rika, it's exactly like a case of L'shem Chulin, which we said that is Rika L'shem Chulin, as opposed to a Shechita L'shem Chulin, is valid as long as you wear the Maisa. So, Mama Hani, what is it? What good does Tosfos gain when he says She'eino Choshev L'shem Zrikas Dam HaTachton K'shenosein L'malo? It means, as far as the Tachton is concerned, he has no intention for a Zrika Shel Karma in L'chaper. So what? It's like Zrika L'shem Chulin. And Zrika L'shem Chulin, we said, it's a lot better than Shechita L'shem Chulin. Because although he has in mind the wrong carbon, but nevertheless he has in mind the Zrika, that's for sure. He's aware of the fact that he's doing a Maisa Zrika. And we're saying now, as long as he has an awareness of the Maisa, that's only a unique Misasek for what? For Shechita. And that's why Tosfos says that a Katan, who's not aware of the distinction between Chulin and Kodshim, his Shechita is possible. But theoretically, his Rika would be kosher, but we're going to passel it based on a miut of ish velo katan. But in the case of a gadol, if he has in mind L'shem Chulin in Zrika, that Zrika is a Zrika Kshera. So how does Tosis justify that we have to be chozer v'yitein es adam lemato? Tzarech lomar dekevan sheyesh kan dam elyon shemechavein lizrikaso chashiv kimis asek lidovar echad v'olsa biyado maisa cheres. Wow. Once again, the Achiezer wants to come to the salvation of the Chazanish wants to come to the salvation of the Achiezer, and he wants to say that even although he has kavanah zrika for the Elyon, and he does the zrika on the Tachton, even that's considered misasek. Why? Because there's one kind of zrika lamala and another kind of zrika lamata. Now Rabbos say this is very difficult. We're saying that if he had a zrika l'shem chulin, that would not be misasik, and his zrika would be kshera. Why? Because he's aware of the fact that he's doing a zrika. Now we're doing a zrika lamala instead of a zrika lamata, above the chuta sikra instead of below, and we're saying that that's misasik. Listen to the language. He says, "Chashiv misasek lidovar echad, the also biyado maisa cheres." It's an unbelievable chiddush here, Rabbi. If you could pay attention, this is like very profound and very abstract. He's saying the following: that in the case of chulin, in other words, where he was involved in avodas kodshim, and he thought it was chulin, we have an absolute awareness of what? Of the Maisa. And that's not going to possible except for Shechita. But in the case of Zrika, he did a different Zrika. And even though, again, you'll say that the difference between one Zrika and the other is the difference between this kind of Chatos and that kind of Chatos, it's certainly a lot more similar than Chulin and Kodshim. But nevertheless, in this case, there's a lack of awareness of the Maisa. And the lack of the awareness of the Maisa itself makes him into a Misasek. So it means, Rabosai, that when I'm involved in one Maisa, and another Maisa happened, and I wasn't in any way involved in that Maisa, in other words, my deliberate intention was for Maisa A, and instead Maisa B happened, that becomes Misasek. What does that remind you of, Rabosai, that we spoke about at great length in the past? Do you remember Rav Shimon's Shita in Gerera? The man is dragging
a
safsal, correct? And he wants to get the safsal from point A to point B. And because the ground is soft and the safsal is heavy, he makes furrows in the ground and he's chayv from Leches Choresh. So Reb Shimon says he's a Dover Sheinu Miskavet. Again, segregation, absegregation, we have to get into, but I'm just suggesting that your paradigm case of Dover Sheinu Miskavet, Reb Shimon, is really a case of misasek. That when Reb Shimon says that if inadvertently he creates furrows in the ground, he wasn't deliberate about creating the furrows in the ground, he was involved in Maisa A and Maisa B happen, that's like this case where he meant to have a Zrika Lamala and instead he ended up with a Zrika Lamata. That's considered that he had Kavana for one Maisa and another Maisa happened. I could certainly assume that in our classical cases of misasik that applies. For example, he thought that he was cleaning out the shofar, and instead he blew the shofar. He thought he was, playing with his lulav, and instead he shook the lulav. He thought he was eating basar, and instead he ate matzah. That's for sure. He was miskavi l'dover echon, and he did something else. But now he's applying this, even in case of kodshim, from one kodshim to the other. And at this point, the Chazon Ish seems to be applying the psul of misasik even to zrika. Now, if you hold like the Chazon, like the Achiezer, then we don't have a source for a psul of misasik in zrika. Correct? Because again, the whole Yalfusa, from which we derive the psul of misasik in the Gemara of Zion, was v'shachad es ben abakar, acheitei shchita l'shem ben abakar is in shchita. How do we know that there's a psul of misasik in zrika? So that's what he, do you have page Lamed Gimel? Did that come out? So Vitzarech Biu Ma Mokar Lipsul Misasik B'Sharavo Dosa Misasik Abishchitik Siv the Pasuk of Ben Abokar Kmo Shekosav Hagon Reb Chaim Ozer Vitzarech Lomar that came in the Misasik Eino Psul Elach Yisaren B'Etzem HaAvoda Dechashiv Kmo Dinevda Me'al Eileho. What does Me'aleho mean? By itself is svarahu. This is a powerful idea that we don't have a source in the Torah or any drasha yifusa, but it's a svar. The chol avodas beinitshei oved. The basic concept of a kohen or oved is that the avoda didn't just happen, but that the kohen is considered the oved. And in such a case, if he didn't have kavana for the avoda at all, meaning for the ma'is avoda, that's a misasek which would undermine his avoda. So again, if we accept the Chazon Ish's defense, and we've seen it over and over again, for Rav Chaim Ozer, then it comes out that there's one category of misasek that's going to apply to all four avodos, and that's the lack of awareness of his maisa. And you'll ask the question, but wait a minute. If it's a misasek like chulin and kodshim, or like katan who's not aware, doesn't have das between chulin and kodshim, that's a psul and shchita. And we have a source for that, because the pasuk says, v'shachar es ben avokar. But if you're talking about shara avodos, I don't have a source for the psul misasek. The answer is, I don't need a source for the psul misasek. Why? Because we don't have a kohen ovid. So I both say, at this point I got lost, if anybody could help me. I don't understand what he's asking here. He just finished establishing that there's a svara, if a person is not aware of his maisa, that he's a misasek, and that's not a kohen ovid. I don't need a yalfusa for that. But the Gemara in Bechoros is talking about katan, or tosis, or cheresh v'kshote. There I need a pasuk, because that's a case where he's aware of his maisa, but he doesn't know that it's l'shem kodshim. He thinks it's l'shem chulin. So I don't know exactly. I'm hoping that he says v'tiritz agrach de psul misasek eino ela behakrova. Wow! Okay, this is wild. Wild, mamish wild. So again, Rabos, I have to admit I don't understand what's bothering him. If somebody could clue me in, he just finished establishing that only in the most extreme case, in the classical case of misasek, there's a svara, but in the more limited case of misasek, where he's aware of his mice, he just doesn't know the difference between kodshim and chulin, you need a pasuk for that. So I don't know why he's starting up, he's shepherding here with the Achiezer. I don't know. I must have missed the beat over here. But if I miss the beat, I see I'm in good... That seems to be a good company. Yeah. In any event, Reb Chaim has a radical chiddush that I wanted to share with you, because again, I think it's very fundamental in kodshim. And he says that in the world of kodshim, we have two different categories of avoda, and we should differentiate one from the other. One he calls avoda b'karbon, and the other is an avoda b'migdash, but it's not avoda b'karbon. So the example that he quotes over here is Hatovas HaNeros. Hatovas HaNeros, to prepare the ner for the adloka in the menorah, in the heichal. That's an avoda that has to be done by the Kohen. But it's not an avoda's karbon. And he wants to suggest, Reb Chaim, that when we talk about the psul of misasek, we're talking about an avodas hakrova, or an avodas karbon. So for example, we talk about shchita. Shchita itself is an avodah b'karbon. You can't deny it, even if shchita is cher bizarre, but it's definitely an avodas karbon. And he says that enochinami, as far as an avodas karbon is concerned, I don't need a pasuk for misasek. I can apply the universal fundamental svara that if you're not aware of your maisa, then you're not considered a kohen or oved, and therefore in all four avodos, in misasek, including zrika b'misasek, the avoda is psula because there's no avodas kohen. But he wants to suggest, it's to krah, in what context do I need a posuk? La'atovas haneros v'chadome, de'ein avodas karbon, v'lekabe psula d'misasek. Now again, Reb Chaim is not here. So I can only guess in these very short abridged words, and this Reb Chaim doesn't appear in the Sefer, it's apparently Torah Shebal Peh. I can only guess, and I hope Reb Chaim would agree with me, that he's introducing here a concept called grama, which means that the final, how do you say in English, totza'a?
Outcome.
The final outcome is the avoda. The avoda is nothing more than a means to an end. So that in the case of four avodos in karbon, we need the avodas hakohen. And if misasek undermines the avodas hakohen, and we saw that as a universal principle, even on Shabbos, according to Reb Shimon, in Greiras Kisei V'Savsol, we saw it in mitzvahs with many, many examples, even in Nezikin, there's a universal concept of misasek. So that's going to apply whenever you need an active avoda. You need a maisa hezek in nezikin. You need a maisa mitzvah in mitzvahs. You need a maisa kriya in kriyat shema. You need a maisa kinyan in kinyanim, and misasik would not be a kinyan. All that is fine and dandy. So therefore, applying the universal rule of misasik, which is mafkia, the Torah's maisa, we can apply it to the avodas hakarbon. But if there's an avoda in migdash, which is not an avodas karbon, then the emphasis shifts from the maisa to the result of the maisa. And there Reb Chaim is saying that there's no psul of misasek, unless you have a psul. There's no psul of misasek. Why? Because at the end of the day, you know, he lit the menorah. So imagine, again, I can't begin to imagine such a thing, but let's say I'm not a Kohen, but let's say I was a Kohen and I went into the Heichal with my own personal menorah for whatever reason. He's not, you know, he doesn't have time to get home in time for Chanukah candles, so he brings his Chanukah menorah. The only thing is that the establishment of Chanukah was after the Churban. Well, actually, let's just think about that. No, the Rambam says that the Mikdash stood after Chanukah for 200 years. Yeah. So now, during the 200 years between the establishment of Chanukah and the Churban Abayis, the man, again, it's a weird case, but he brings in his own Chanukiah into the Heichal. Okay? And then he goes ahead and he lights the wrong Chanukiah. And he thinks he's lighting his own personal Chanukiah. And lo and behold, he usurped the avod of another Kohen who won the pious for that day, and he lit the candelabra in the Beis HaMikdash, the Menorah HaMikdash. So would he be Yotze the mitzvah Baloschas HaNeros? So I think what Reb Chaim is saying, that in that case, even though he fits into the pattern of a classical misasek, he would still be Yotze. Why? Because the mitzvah is Behaloschas HaNeros. It's a mitzvah in the Mikdash. You know, the Mikdash has to be equipped with a menorah deluca, and that's what the Kohen was able to do, even though he did it without any awareness of the fact that he was lighting the menorah in the mikdash. Again, I don't know if that's what Reb Chaim means, but all right, Rabbo. So let's go on to Simon Lamed Gimel. Okay, then. All right.
Is that the same case as the fact that I think it was the Karen Orr who said, as long as you're in the Beit HaMikdash and the Kohen is doing the avodot, he doesn't need, I think. He says he doesn't need the lishma because
right, but even
or he does need the lishma.
No, it depends. You know, it depends on the Havamina, the Karen Ora, the Maskona. But I'm just saying that even the Karen Ora, if he would grant that stumble lishma works for all four avodos, but he would still insist that if he's a misasek, that would possibly avodos. So if a person is unaware of the fact that he's being zorek the dam, and he does the zrikas adam in a case of nishpach or something like that, it would still be possible. Why would it be possible? Because it's an avodas kohen. The karbon can only be kosher if there's an avodas kohen. And that makes it like all the other universal cases where you need a Maisa, and Misasek undermines the Maisa. However, if Lu Yitzuyer, in the case of Zrika, he would be aware of the fact that he's doing a Zrika, but he's not aware of the fact that it's Kodesh, that's already something else. Then you have to get into the Gzeres HaKosuvs, and it's only limited to Shechita according to the Achiezer, and so forth, and so on. But Reb Chaim says that even if you come up with a Svara, and you apply the universal Hafkav of Misaseh to all four Avodos, like the Chazon Ish seems to be wanting to do, but nevertheless, you still need a Pasuk for to exclude Misaseh for the case of Hadlokas or Hatovas Aner. That's not a Avodas Kohen, not Avodas Kohen. Okay. Now wait a second, did we ever cover Lamed Gimel? I think we've covered Lamed Gimel. Am I right? Can anybody say the yay or nay on that?
In Siman Lamed Gimel.
I'm saying Siman Lamed Gimel, which is on page Lamed Gimel. I think we did that already. Just let me double check. Yeah, I think we did that. Okay, so now I want to go back to Lamed Aleph. The only thing is, I think inadvertently I forgot to photocopy Lamed Aleph. So what do we do now? We'll do Torah Shebal Peh. Okay. Actually, part of Lamed Aleph you have, I think, correct? On the top of Lamed Beis. Okay. Okay. Tosis, if you recall, has a suffix as to whether or not a katan, and this is Rabbi Yochanan's suffix, is kosher for shchitas kodesh. Does he have a machshava lishma, or maybe we don't need a machshava lishma, and we can apply the principle of stoma lishma? So far, so good. The Tosfos says the following: I don't understand. Why does Rabbi Yochanan have a suffix about a katan in Shechitas Kodshin? After all, we maintain the principle of Stoma L'shma, which means, says Tosfos, you don't need a Kavana L'shma. So even if the katan is incapable of a Kavana L'shma, who cares what difference it makes? That's the kasha of Tosfos. So let's just figure this out. The Mishnah says that if the kavana was shelo lishma, then the carbon is problematic. If it's chatos, pesach might even be possible. If not, it's ain't a lol l'shem bail, whatever it is. But it's a problematic a psul, or a partial psul at least, of shelo lishma. So it means, l'chora, that in Kodshim you need Lishma. Well, Tosfos is bothered by the Katan. Why should the Katan be excluded from Shechitas Kodshim? Even if he doesn't have Lishma, we don't need Lishma in Kodshim. What do you mean you don't need Lishma in Kodshim? We just finished saying that Shalom Lishma passes the Karma. So obviously you do need Lishma. Tzarech iyun, my kushas atosus vashaini katan, the elo machshava klal b'meilo shayach b'maisav shiyu stoma lishma. In other words, the principle of stoma lishma applies to someone who's capable, has the capacity of lishma. Then you could say stoma lishma. That's true for a gadol. But in the case of a katan, he doesn't have the capacity of lishma. Umuchach mikan, what you see from this tosvis is that stoma lishma who din be etzem hakarban, like whom? Do we remember the two understandings that we started the shiur today in stoma lishma? There was the Keren Ora and the Brisker Rav. Excellent. He says muchach mikan from Tosfos Kashi. You see, kamosha bir agriz the Brisker Rav. The stoma lishma who din be etzem hakarban. The karban came into ole V'omed le'osas. Oh, I'm sorry. Karban ola. I'm sorry. Omed le'osas ola. Right? What's a karban ola for? It's to be brought as an ola. Is ze gorem di af bistoma havishchita sol l'shem ola. V'lachem af di ein machshava l'katan. A katan is not capable of machshava l'shma. Mikol makom hakarba mitzad atzmel omed le'osos l'shma.
It's a very difficult school as far as...
Well, what's the alternative? Let's go through the alternative. In his question, he assumes like the Keren Ora. And the Keren Ora holds that what's Mistama Lishma? Mistama Lishma means that I can assume, until I know otherwise, that he shechted it Lishma.
Right.
Well, if that be the case, then what is Tosa saying? Of course Katan is a problem. Katan is a problem even if you hold Mistama Lishma, because Mistama Lishma only tells you that he had a Lishma. But in the case of a Katan who's not capable of Lishma, clearly he's possible. Again, if you hold like that side in Rabbi Yochanan. So what is Tosis asking over here? According to the Keren Ora, again, I'm trying to convince you of this argument. And if you don't accept it, then either slug me up or get out. Those are your two choices. My argument is as follows. That Tosis has a problem with Katan. Why? Because of Mistama Lishma. Keren Ora has no problem with Katan. Because Stama Lishma in the Keren Ora's frame of reference means that we assume he had Lishma. That in Stama, because we don't know otherwise, there is a Lishma. That's only for a person who's capable of Lishma. But a Katan is not capable of Lishma. Is Vosfrek Tosis, what's Tosis Kasha? Masha'enkin, if you go with the Brisker Rav's approach, that the Karma Mitzad Atzmo is Omeid the Lishma, and that's what generates the Lishma and Mistama Lishma. I don't need the Kohen to think Lishma. He's got absolutely nothing in his mind. And we're not trying to delve deeply into his subconscious mind like a Freudian psychologist. And after psychotherapy, we come to the conclusion that he had Lishma. We don't need Lishma, says the Brisker Rav. Why? Because the Heft of the Karban, insofar as it's got the Kedushas Ola, that itself generates the Lishma. The Nela Tosis Eskevaldi Gakasha. So why do you exclude Katan? He says, V'od, and furthermore, the Gemara says in Psachim on Daf Samach Amid Beis that Pesach Sheshachto B'Shar Yemos Hashana. Now this is very interesting. What's the status of Pesach B'Shar Yemos Hashana?
Shlomim.
So here Lishma is a problem, and Shalom Lishma is saves the carbon. Meaning, if he has in mind L'Shem Pesach, then the carbon is possible. But if he has in mind L'Shem Shlomim, then the carbon is kosher. So Pesach B'Shar Yemos Hashana, if it's lishmo, it's possible. If it's shalo lishmo, it's kosher. The exact opposite of what happens in all kosher. What happens, the Gemara wants to know, if he had lishmo and shalo lishmo? Notice that he had two contradictory kavanos here. He had the kavana for the sake of Pesach and had the kavana for the sake of shlomim. E nekar b'hachim ilio shlomim is the fact that he had a kavanah lishmo for the sake of Pesach that undermines the status of the carbon as a shlomim. And Rava says it's kosher in such a case. How does Rava know that in this case of Pesach lishmo and shalo lishmo, where lishmo is very problematic, it still is kosher? So Rava says the following, quote, d'hastamo lishmo koi. In other words, when a person shechts the Karban Pesach b'shar yemos hashana, we have a principle called stama lishma. And if that be the case, what's his kavana? If you apply stama lishma in the case of Karban Pesach l'shem Pesach, correct? But he also had in mind shalo lishma, meaning for the sake of shlomim. And the halacha is in such a case that it's kosher. Alma says, Rava, what do we see? Asi shalo lishma, his machshava of shalo lishma, meaning l'shem shlomim, umapikle, and it undermines bidei lishma. Because again, in every case of mistama lishma, you have a lishma. So in order to justify the kashrus hakarban in the case of shalo lishma l'shem shlomim, you have to assume that the power of shalo lishma undermines the power of stama lishma. is therefore kishoch et nami lishmo v'shalol lishmo. If he has this contradictory kavana, both l'shem pesach and shalol l'shem, which is going to beat out? Asi shalol lishmo, meaning l'shem shlomim, umapik lemidei lishmo. So Rav insists that I have a proof that lishmo and shalol lishmo is kosher from the case of stoma. Because in the case of stoma, if he has a kavana shalol lishmo, the carbon is kosher because it's pesach b'shai mos shonis shlomim. Even though mistoma is like a kavana lishma. So if mistoma is like a kavana lishma l'shem pesach, then when he has a kavana shalol lishma, we have to assume that the kavana shalol lishma beats out the kavana lishma of stoma. And therefore, if he has both kavanas of lishma and shalol lishma, the carbon is going to be kosher. So the Rosh Hashiva writes, "Mavuar, we see clearly from this sugya, the afkasher choshev shalol lishma, even when he has a machshav of shalol lishma, that means l'shem shlomim, mikri lishmo v'shalol lishmo, mitzad stoma lishmo." In other words, Rav is assuming, the premise of Rav is that whenever he has a kavana of shalol lishmo, he also has built into it, because of the principle of stoma lishmo, a kavana of lishmo. V'i avi stoma lishmo. Mitzad machsheves ha'oved. And if we're going to say like the Keren Ora, that when we say stoma lishma means that the oved has a machshava lishma, is lo shayach zeh heichid choshev lehedya shalol lishma. The man shechted the carbon pesach shalol lishma. So where do you tell me he had a machshava lishma? The Keren Ora makes no sense. The Keren Ora is saying that stoma lishma means that he had a kavana lishma. Rav is applying it to the case of a shochet of a carbon pesach. We had a machshava shalol lishma l'shem shlomim. So what are you going to tell me? Oh, he had a machshava l'shem pesach. Because stoma lishma generates a kavana l'shem pesach. It can't be. Because the man had a kavana l'shem shlomim. Ask the man, and he tells you, and he declares b'peh moly, that he had a kavana l'shem shlomim. Is muchach, we have to say like the Brisker Rav, that stoma lishma means that even though he doesn't have a kavana lishma, he doesn't need a kavana lishma. And therefore, if he doesn't need a kavana lishma, every case of stoma lishma is like a kavana lishma. All right, we'll stop here. It's good.
If the Purim Pesach had a machshava of Ola, is it Ola Ishlami? Shalom Lishma of Ola?
No, it wouldn't be Ola Lishem Bailam Shem Chova, because that would be Shina Kodesh. Right, that would be Shina Kodesh.